This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz, and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. You can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
That you didn't commit? Are you looking for free, confidential, professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne & Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch! We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
But we're not real lawyers.
But we are the law.
But we are the law, exactly.
I wanted the first word. I tried so hard.
You always try so hard.
Hey, you told him.
It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Well, Nothing. Right, so basically this show, we've got a special guest called Sharky Major, again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
He's going to be telling us about his new label, which he set up, and some new releases that he's got.
Cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, so I'm super excited.
I think
excited.
That's one of my favourite names for an artist.
Sharky Major?
Yeah, I think
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
He was instantly one of my favourites in Nasty Crew.
Dolphy Minor.
Dolphy Minor. Is that what you're...
That's me.
Yeah? You want to be his protege? Dolphy Minor. Dolphy Minor.
Yeah, you can be Whaley Moderate.
Whaley Moderate. That's such a sick name. What's Reese? Squiddy Extreme.
Squiddy Extreme. That's amazing as well.
Whaley Moderate and Squiddy
Extreme.
It's kind of
minor, moderate, major. Those are like the three in that kind of group. There's not really another.
I didn't want to be involved anyway, guys.
Maximum? Squiddy Maximum?
Squiddy Maximum.
Just Squiddy Max.
Squiddy Max.
Jeez!
That sounds like a sexual practice to me.
A Squiddy
like,
Max.
Like Waffle Stump or Angry Dragon.
What the fuck is a Waffle Stump? I don't even want to know. Let's
you
not go
do
there.
Want to
no,
know.
I don't know if I
Look
do, bro.
It up.
Yeah, no, I don't think I will. I think I'm going to pretend I did.
It's when you poo in the shower and stamp it down the drain.
What? That's not a sexual practice, though.
Yeah, that's.
I mean.
That's just dirty.
It's disgusting.
I get off to it. So.
What? Because it's like the drain's like a waffle.
Yeah.
Oh. A waffle stomp.
Sorry to bring the show down. It's so cute.
My drain's not even like a waffle.
6 minutes in and there's half.
We're already talking about pooing down drains. My drain's not like a waffle. Mine's got the.
Is it like a circle?
It's like a sun.
Huh?
Yeah. So it's like
skiing. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or it's like a tray of Dairy Lee.
Got it. Or the little
triangles. Yeah,
I love them. I used to love them in my.
Oh, what drains
lunch.
Or Derry Lee?
Drains.
Oh,
I used to have them in my pack lunch every week.
Stanton Warriors every week. Stanton Warrior again.
Yeah, my mum used to put three drains in my lunchbox every day.
The Laughing Cow. Oh, yeah. What a babe.
Yeah, she was.
Mate, what did you used to have in your pack lunch?
Carrot sticks.
Mm-hmm.
A little thing of raisins.
Yeah, or the little red box of raisins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well.
Some sandwiches, maybe a pack of crisps if
oh,
I was
if
lucky.
You're lucky. Yeah. Standard.
Bottle of water.
Standard.
I don't know. Just
a little lucky, man.
What did you get?
I had jollof rice and assorted meats.
What? How are we lucky?
Are we lucky?
I'm here with a slice of ham between
I'm
two
getting,
plates.
I always had like home cooked meals for my pet lunch.
We're lucky. Shut up, man.
No, I always so wanted. I craved my sandwiches.
Well, you wanted like a shitty
blue
like,
ribbon
ham sandwich
every day. Jollof rice. I was one buffy year sixer. I was playing. We didn't even have the rugby. We didn't even have a rugby team, and I was on it. Do you know what I mean?
I used to have. Do you remember Geo bars?
No, some Brighton thing. What are going for them?
Yeah, bare middle class.
Geo bars. Italian chocolate for your kid.
No, it was like a apricot infused.
Stop there. No wonder. No wonder. Apricot.
I had like an
you don't like apricots.
Dead out.
You don't like apricots.
Bun apricots.
Mad. I love apricots.
I can't stand apricots.
Fruit. Have Geo bar cheese strings.
Yeah,
every now
I think
and then.
I think I was already. By the time they came out, I might have left primary school to the heights of free lunches at secondary.
You got free lunches at secondary school.
Yeah,
who is this guy?
In it
chatting about.
Yeah, like,
we're lucky. He goes from home cooked meals to then free lunch.
Actually, no. In my first secondary school, it was just school canteen, isn't it? We just ate lunch,
and but you had to pay.
No, we didn't have to pay. It was just served. It was lunch was just served.
We had to pay.
It was the London Oratory, though. They weren't trying to do no smart card canteen system.
Yeah, we had these little these things called Jarvis cards.
Right,
and you used to have to like top them up.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
An Oyster card.
Exactly. The sort of first kind of smart card.
Yeah,
that's what we used to call us.
I used to get given £2.50 and have to walk down to the shop. You lot were living the dream.
No, Jarvis card. It's pretty annoying to be honest.
Yeah, you've got to top it up.
It's still it's like not free. It's just like a card.
Yeah,
that contains
but then there
your
were kids.
On it.
There were kids that were on free lunches. So in my second secondary school,
you jacked them.
No, we never jacked them. they would get like a £2 allowance on their smart card every day.
Jeez.
And £2 went quite far.
Yeah,
back in them days. £2 went quite far.
At break time, used to get like a slice of pizza, a big slice of like a quid, and then like a jelly pot as well.
Don't know the jelly pot.
But it was like, that was like £2.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What did we used to draw for? Like a main, so you'd get like, you know, the meal of the day. So it might be pizza and chips, or it might be like a hot dog and chips, or it might be chips and chips.
For £2?
No. So that would be like 80p.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then the rest of the p you'd have to like spend on like some chocolates or a drink. And so you could get a decent, quite a hearty lunch for like £2.50. Very hearty lunch for £2.50.
Yeah, that's cheap.
I used to get two slices of toast.
I'm old though, remember?
Yeah.
Like I'm just after shillings and stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
What were shillings like? Do your parents ever tell you stories of that?
No, my parents came over in the late 70s. So I'm not sure if
I was joking,
right.
Are you calling your parents old, bro?
Calling me old.
You called yourself.
I used to ride to school in a penny farthing.
In 4 foot of snow.
I found out the other day, I told you, that I've got family that I've never met who just live in Hackney. My granddad, my auntie, my uncle, and my cousin all just live in Hackney.
And that's on your dad's side.
My dad just never told me.
So all this time you assume that your granddad was like dead.
I thought my granddad was dead. I'd never. My dad's very. He's a very elusive guy.
Yeah.
Withholds a lot of knowledge.
Maybe your granddad like is a very embarrassing pop star, and your dad just doesn't want you to know about it. Maybe your granddad is that guy that sings that Pineapple Pen song.
Imagine.
You look a bit like him still.
Yeah, for real. That's have you heard the we need to when we play a tune I've got to get up the R&B remix of that.
There's an R&B remix of everything.
Have you heard it?
I haven't. No.
You must have seen it.
No. I can't.
So jokes.
I can't actually stand that song. So I hope the R&B remix is better.
It's so funny.
I've never even heard the original.
It's bad. It's really bad.
I first heard it on the Friday social
that I present with Hugh Joseph, and you know the ones when you've literally just got a, you know that emoji. With the sort of that smile.
Well, the false fake smile. Yeah, that was literally
me for the whole thing. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be feeling right now.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Anger.
Mad thing.
Not even anger. I was just kind of anger, actually. Because I thought until daylight savings time, until the clocks go back, I'm never going to get this 5 minutes back.
No.
You know?
No.
I don't think I have, because I don't think the clocks have gone back since.
Yeah, they went back. They fell back like 2 weekends ago.
Good point. So Hugh has paid his debt.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a packed show for you. Like I said, we've got Sharky Major coming in to chat to us about his new label and a new remix that he's got kind of pounding the airwaves right now. And we're after this song. We're going to be talking about an Indonesian man who was suspected of hacking into a billboard to broadcast pornography. Actually, no, we're not. I think we've talked about that before.
We've definitely talked about something exactly.
No, yeah. We have. We genuinely have.
Yeah, it was the same. We've done that.
Yeah. Better still, let's talk about some wedding guests that ordered the bride and groom to have sex in front of them.
Wow.
And we're doing this thing, go check out the songs. Man don't care, we shut down the bar. You can see us on stage like, what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. When it's straight from the heart, the music gets heard. Could have been a road man, could have been a nerd. That told me don't follow the herd. Instinct, yes, I follow the word. I used to go and get what I'm given. Never go and get what I'm worth. Still going strong, cause I can't believe that I'm the wickedest grand MC on this earth. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing, go check out the songs. Man don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage like, what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skept up, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't
strong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real bad, then you can't go wrong. Yo, I want an MC, bruv. Step in the place and an MC, bruv. Jump on the stage and an MC, bruv. Mash up the place when an MC, bruv. Bruv, I want an MC, bruv. Pass me the mic, I'm an MC, bruv. No question, top flight MC, bruv. Full clip, never on MC, bruv. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing, go check out the songs. Man, don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage, like, what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skip top, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. What's squadding? What's the motion? Fresh out the oven like a Sunday roast. You can find me swimming in the ocean. Sunset, I might drive right the coast. When it's showtime, jump on the plane and take flight. I stand out like one brake light. Everybody wants their crew to be sick, but you and your crew are just one great height. My team's got a lot of dons, and we're doing this thing, go check out the songs. Man don't care, we shut down the park. You can see us on stage like, what's going on? BBK got a lot going on. Skip top, that's my brother, that's my don. You can never control how man are doing it. It's authentic, can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong when it's straight from the heart. You can't go wrong. If it's a real vibe, then you can't go wrong.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR. That was Wiley. Can't go wrong. Or was it straight from the heart? It was Can't Go Wrong.
Yeah, it was Can't Go Wrong.
Yeah.
By the way, if you hadn't noticed, Natalie hasn't just like
she's
her
got
voice
cold.
Hasn't
she's
just
got, I've got a cold this
hasn't
week.
Just gone down about 10 tones. Adam is in replacement today.
Yeah, I'm the temp. Mm-hmm. I'm a temp this week.
Yes, Adam's temping in the offices of Payne and Sylvester Incorporated because Natalie's on holiday.
I went temping the other day as well.
Where were you?
Bowling.
Hey, Rowan.
Yeah, I saw that one coming. What was I going to say? We had one of I love you, Nat, but had one of the most fun shows we ever had when it was just us. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. That was a pre-recorded, wasn't it?
Yes, that was.
Reece, you were in Australia.
Bertie says,
"You was
I
off in your
you
underpants."
Nat. But
I know because when I started it, I forgot that you weren't there, and then I remembered that, and then I couldn't go back. But it was a nice, yeah. Fun pre-record.
It was.
You know what can go back? Those birthday presents I bought you.
Oh shit! Just like the Klaxon motherfucking winner.
Damn. Yeah, next week is my birthday show, but we are actually going to be pre-recording it, so it won't be my birthday when you hear the show.
No, it will be.
I mean, it'll be my birthday when you hear the show, but we. You know what I mean?
You won't be in the same room when it's your birthday.
Yeah, I won't be doing it live. I'll be doing something else. Probably.
Yeah, or someone else.
Way.
Birthday sex.
Birthday. Oi,
oi. Oi, oi. Is birthday sex a regular thing, guys, for you lot? Do you have to have sex on your birthday?
I don't have to, because sometimes I'm just with my family and that'd be really awkward.
Yeah, it would.
But I try and get a squeeze as often as I can on my birthday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well...
It's going to be like steak and a blowjob day, isn't it?
Steak and a blowjob.
Can I play this thing quick?
You can, yeah, of course.
You've been
you can.
Itching to play this.
This is the R&B version.
I think it's the right one. The R&B version of Pineapple Pen. Just watch his moves whilst he does it.
I hate him. I actually hate him.
P-P-A-P.
This isn't too bad.
I have a pen. I have an apple.
This is good. So much more tolerable.
Whose uncle's that?
Tell me. I don't know. Whose man's is this? Come get your boy.
Tell me that's not amazing.
That was so much more, infinitely more tolerable than that
just
was,
the original.
Fuck the original.
That was a rhythm.
Yeah, that sounds like R. Kelly, and it proves that R. Kelly could sing anything, because R. Kelly does literally sing about anything. He's got a song called "You Remind Me of My Jeep." Do you know what I mean? So. We can establish that R. Kelly can literally sing anything.
Did he not sing about his life once? There was an interview about a year ago or so That he was sitting there and he sang about his life.
I don't know.
Oh. Did he even did he keep the pissing on the teenager bit?
My name's R. Kelly.
Was that in the hook?
What was the thing that he used to do, the closet thing?
Yeah, the trapped in the closet. It was like a saga.
Those were
loads of different chapters. Nuts.
They were funny.
Creative genius.
Yeah. That's terrible dickhead. Awful human being, but
great songwriter.
That was very funny.
Mm. Bit like not even like Chris Brown. I don't even like Chris Brown's music.
It just goes to prove that the word will excuse people if they're good at singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. James Brown, R. Kelly, Chris Brown. Al Green?
I don't know what you got up to.
Heard he was a bit of a naughty boy when it came to the old domestic abuse department.
There's a few like that.
Is that true?
I think so.
Allegedly.
Otherwise we're a guilty of libel right now. And Al Green's turning in his grave and he's going to text me from beyond the grave and be like, don't you be saying that shit about me. I'm Al Green.
I have a penis.
Sorry.
I have an apple. Oh, apple pear.
You know, I was talking earlier on about birthday sex.
Yes.
That was actually a segue, but you interrupted it with that. Great R&B song. But when it comes to sex on special occasions, imagine being forced to have sex on your wedding night by your wedding guests.
Oh. In front of them?
Yeah.
As well.
Under a special red duvet. What was you going to say? You just wouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I don't think anyone could force me to have sex with my...
Yo, any excuse to get one away.
I wouldn't be in that situation in the first place. do any of you want to get married?
No.
Nah.
No?
It just seems like a lot of money for absolutely no reason.
There's nothing romantic to me about being legally a couple.
Like being attached to someone.
Yeah, there's nothing romantic about that.
Well, if you live with them for long enough, you become statutory married, don't you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Cohabiting's good for me, boy.
You don't have to.
Yeah,
like,
I don't mind.
I just know myself as well. I'm not a committophobe necessarily, but I reckon as soon as I said I do, and the priest said you're now man and wife, I'd be like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I'll only be able to play that over and over in my head until it eventually broke me down.
But you're not a commitophobe. Let's just get that clear. But you're not a commitophobe.
I'm alright. I don't think I will. I'd like to spend my life with someone and have children with this one woman forever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But
not have the...
Not have the, like, fucking...
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you split up and then you're like, well, you actually have to give me half of everything you've got?
Yeah.
So...
I can understand it if she'd been with me from time. If she'd been with me from the beginning, then I would gladly give her... Because she might have held down a certain department of our relationship while I held down the other. If we were... Like, if I became rich and got married to a woman who was rich in her own right as well, we were both making money, she could never try and take half of my shit. Never. Fuck that. Hell no. Because she'd already have her own shit.
But there are some circumstances where the man can take half the shit as well.
Yeah, of course. But I think the man's got to be, like, financially worse off than the woman. Mm-hmm. And he... I think there are certain... There are sort of criteria. Mm. But I think the main one is sort of your financial status.
I wouldn't, that, like, giving up half your stuff is like the least of my worries about getting divorced.
Really? It's my main one.
Yeah.
I actually can't think of another worry.
I just think it's just so much, like, it's time. We probably have a house together by then, and then you have to sell your house, and you've got to go through months and months of, like, splitting all your shit up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest...
No, split, like, your, like, household objects, I mean. I'm not talking about my money. I'm talking about, like, things,
assets, though.
Yeah.
It's the same kind. It's in the same bracket, isn't it?
Yeah,
the stuff that, like, belongs to you.
Yeah, but I'm talking solely about money.
There's also a strong chance that no one will want to marry us as well.
That is very true.
Yeah, after
especially after this conversation, I don't think I'm going to have any suitors.
Like that eligible bachelor website that you were probably on as a half of Rizzle Kicks. Your name's probably been deleted from it.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're going through a divorce and need help.
You can get in touch with us.
You can get in touch because we are the most powerful law firm in the world. We are Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
How can they get in touch?
I don't know. You tell me.
You can email us at inc@foobarradio.com or tweet to us at
foobarradio.
There you go.
You didn't even have to do jack shit.
Didn't have to do a damn thing.
I love it.
This couple did, though.
Wow.
So this couple were apparently ordered to have sex with one another by their own guests under a lucky red duvet. Lucky.
There was a bit of forced foreplay too. They had to strip in front of everyone and then play with a banana.
I love how they say like they had to strip.
Yeah, were they being held at knife?
They were ordered to have sex. It's like I don't know. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah,
especially not that.
If there's one thing that you don't have to do at your own wedding, it's fuck. So there's a video of it, and in the footage, once they're naked, one of the guests can be heard saying to the bride, "You climb onto his body now," and another can be heard saying, "Are you two attached to each other?" Then another guest decides to help by pushing the bride's buttocks against the groom's body. It's caused a bit of stir on Weibo, which is China's Twitter. One person tweeted or weebed, "It's so scary. I don't want to get married." Another remarked, "I could not stand watching the video." But again, how the hell do you get forced to? Was it like after someone like cut the wedding cake, they just started brandishing the knife?
You must shag.
I mean, that wedding video photographer guy must have like struck lucky or something.
Yeah,
for real. You know, I could get into the porn industry after this.
Yeah, he's uploading it to Pornhub as we speak.
Looking forward to this edit.
That is crazy.
I don't understand what kind of friends they keep around them, or where were their family. Well, I don't understand how that can be possible, how that can actually get to the point where you start doing it. Like, a little joke. All right, yeah, you two should bang. Yeah. So how did that get to...
Unless they were like part of one of those like groups of people, you know, like swingers or something like that. You know,
maybe, actually,
like,
yeah.
And they like watching other people have sex.
I mean, I can only imagine it was like brought on by the man and woman, the bride and groom. Like,
yeah,
they must have initiated
it. Yeah, maybe when they brought a bed into their own wedding reception with a lucky duvet on it.
You know, it was the best man. Got drunk and was like, "Hey, go on,
who who does that? I don't understand why there was...
you're like... Oh.
Yeah, God.
There was all...
I want to watch my best mate having sex. I mean, what?
Yeah, you said that.
I mean, would you actually watch just Michael have sex?
Would I watch him have sex?
Just him?
Just him.
I wouldn't watch him have sex, no.
I couldn't watch anyone have sex.
No, I wouldn't want to watch any of my friends have sex. Recently I've had sex next to each other.
Yeah, and I did see him, but like he was under the... But then like I've had threesomes in that with like my mates and them, do you know what I mean? And then obviously I've seen them.
That's
from
true.
The other
that's,
end.
That's very different.
But that's different to just like just sitting there in your garms, you know what I mean? And just spectating.
Yeah.
Actually.
While you've got a glass of champers.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're eating,
well, just
you're
a,
eating
of tea,
a couple
you
of Vollevons off the buffet.
True story, right? Once, I met this couple, I'm not going to tell you how. Anyway, we ended up going back to their house, and it was him and his wife, and me and two of my mates, and this guy and his wife went upstairs and started having sex, and they called us up. Anyway, we went up, and then we all started having sex with this guy's wife. And
what? Whoa!
Anyway, cut a long story short,
too late.
I went first, kind of thing, you know what I mean? So then I'd finished after, and then I just sat in the room while all my mates were having sex with
this guy's wife.
Yeah, just chatting up, actually.
Jesus Christ.
Have we finally pushed the limits?
No, I didn't tell you the
we've got time. To the very bottom of radio broadcasting. We've literally hit the bottom.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So yeah, I've watched a few people, I've said.
in a very short space of time, it sounds like.
For real. And I love the way that you left that story till like till like after. Do you know what I mean? Till like quite far into the discussion as well. That would have been the first thing that I came up with if I'd said
I have been debating whether to say it in my head for a few minutes.
A few years, by the sounds of it.
Is this story too much? Yeah, probably. Let's say it. Jeez, I thought I was going far by exposing the fact that the reason I've had sex next to each other.
Yeah, I've had sex in a separate bed to a friend.
Yeah, it was in a separate bed. I've actually been in the same room whilst you were having sex once as well.
Oh shit, yeah, but that was different as well because there was like a bit of a partition. So it was almost like two rooms.
I mean, it wasn't really a partition. It was just like
a TV.
A sofa back.
That was a TV.
Yeah, it was a TV.
It was the big bit that the TV goes into.
So I've heard both of you have sex.
Yeah, mine would have been like ages.
Mine would have been about 3 to 5 seconds, to be fair.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was,
but you knew that I was finished before you were.
You were finished. a long time for me, yeah. Anyway.
Enough of those family-friendly anecdotes.
Yeah.
Let's get into some more music. Like I said, we've got Sharky Major coming in as our very special guest today. And we've got the usual fun and games, including Play to Win, in which I'm going to smash fucking Harley.
Confidential professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
No. But we are the law. Again, just let me know when you want to do the first word, yeah?
Just you should sense it by now.
Yeah, I should, shouldn't I?
Can I do one?
Yeah.
One time. Reece should just get the first word, because you're a prick.
You are?
Why am I getting bullied?
Because it's your birthday soon.
Because my birthday's soon. Mm-hmm. Remember, soon.
It's the run-up to your birthday, you got to get bullied.
up until your actual birthday.
And then on your birthday, you get beats, which is like the climax. And then after that, it's
leave you alone. For another 364 days.
Oh my god.
Or 360 days.
Should be born on a leap year, then it only happens to every 4 years, doesn't it? Yeah. It's your own fault.
With that being said.
But how old are you again? That's six.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
With that being said, we've got some email queries in, which Harley's going to read out, and we will assist in solving. We've got Sharky Major in later, so if you keep him coming in, then he might be able to resolve some of the issues as well. But for now, let's get into it.
Hi, Payne and Sylvester.
Hi.
My boyfriend is a big fan of Harry Potter and tells me to call his penis the wand. I just want his regular dick. How do I take the magic away from Kara?
How about...
Well, saying Harry Potter for one, that just takes the magic out of it.
Also, why don't you start calling it the Dementor, because it sucks the soul out of everything. Then he's not going to want any Harry Potter references around his penis, is he?
Wow.
True. That's true.
Wow. Well, could you use a spell? Maybe is there a spell for that? Is there a spell to make a... to make your boyfriend stop calling... Wait.
Is there a spell
to make your boyfriend stop making you call his dick the wand?
I don't think so. Maybe
stop letting him in your
forbidden magical penis. Penalysis?
Huh?
Expelling magical penis.
Expelling magical penis.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
Potentially.
Know. Sounds like it could be about right.
Yeah.
Embrace it. Just go for it.
Do you reckon she should just go for it?
The wand.
Just call it the wand. It's not. I don't understand why people want their genitals, like, addressed anyway. I can understand when people have a name for their genitals, but why would you want someone to address your genitals?
Ooh, the wand. I want the wand.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's very weird. Mm. I mean, I've not named my penis. You've not named your penis, Michael?
Named itself.
No.
It named itself.
I've named everyone here, but not mine.
No, I don't have a name for my penis.
I think just let him have it. But you never have to. Just never talk about it.
Yeah.
People don't talk about genitals.
I guess he wants her to call his penis the one.
Or just withhold sex until he grows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just grab it like a wand and just start banging it on surfaces.
Yeah, like you start trying to do like spells with it.
Start trying to do spells with it. If it's
like
a wand,
this now?
Yeah. Bang it on for surface, isn't it? Just bap, 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 and then just a bit. Oh, sorry, I just thought like a rabbit was going to appear, you know. Just keep going.
Guardium Leviosa.
Yeah, and just really emphatically.
Yeah,
just
whip
it
around.
Yeah, do that. Treat it like a wand. Watch Harry Potter and figure out how they use their wands and what they do, all the hand movements, and do all of that shit.
Don't do that. Don't do that to someone's penis, please.
Well, that's what you must want.
If he's so persistent on calling his dick the wand, then
it's got to be a wand.
We must want some kind of wand treatment.
It's got to be it's got to be a wand by name, wand by nature.
Mm. Yeah, all right. I mean,
all right.
I think we can prescribe that. Yeah.
let's move to the next one from Tay.
All right, Tay.
Hey.
Hi guys. I'm a huge fan of Kim Kardashian. She's got an amazing bum.
Word.
And I just wanted one as well.
You can buy one.
I bought a watermelon, cut it in half, and put them on my ass cheeks. I made sure my ass was nice and warm so they would stick properly, and they did for a while, but then one of the shells cracked. The juice started to leak on my Topshop leggings, and I was just embarrassed. How do I forget about this?
You ain't ever forgetting about it.
For real.
Nah, you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You've made your bed, lay in it.
Well, you can't forget about it, but if you want to have an augmented back off, then just buy the pads like everyone else does.
Yeah, or just like do the surgery,
or do some squats,
or just be happy with the bum you've got.
True. Shake what your mother gave you.
Damn, be
true.
Happy with the bum you've got.
Yeah, I reckon that's the best idea.
But how does she forget about this time? I mean, you can't really forget.
Hitting the therapy.
You can't really forget about that. Yeah. That's not the kind of thing we're not hit. Like hypnotists.
Yeah.
We can't help you forget things. We can help you try and solve things.
Nate Dogg could maybe help. Snape smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll help you forget it.
Yeah. I've already forgot what the question is.
I think either hypnotherapy or just forget about forgetting about it. It's a part of you now, and use it as a lesson. Don't do it again.
But I think Reese is right. Love the bum you've got.
Yeah,
I mean, because I don't have a bum.
Neither do I.
But well, I'm Nigerian, so I inherited.
Yeah, one.
I wish I had a bum though. To be fair, but you know,
I know it's just can't have it flat. It's just like back legs.
yeah.
And that's it.
I've just got a hole at the bottom of my back.
That's it. Yeah.
mine's very sticky outy.
Come get
sticky
me, girls.
I've been told I've got a girl's bum quite a lot.
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I've been told that a few times.
Stand up, give the twirl.
Give the twirl.
Okay, cool. Moving on. From John. Hi team. My flatmate bought this fart spray from Amazon and keeps spraying it around the flat. It has the most vile smell and my room constantly smells like shit. He keeps blaming us, saying that we fart and blame him. How do we stop him?
Stop farting and blaming him?
God, there are some simple people out there.
I love how, like, it's always someone's housemate as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You don't need to start learning how to live on your own, man.
Isn't it?
Because you got some snakes.
Yo, make some better friends.
Yeah.
Is it not like a vetting process that you have to go through when you're like trying to find a housemate?
Yeah.
You go out, you can come around for like an interview, like a job.
Yeah.
Stop being so desperate to live in London, man. I just get the feeling that people just go, yeah, it's a flat in London, and they're from out of town, so like, I'll live anywhere. Don't live anywhere. Don't accept just anything. Vet the people that you're living with, man, because some of these emails we're getting are fucking ridiculous. this one included.
Buying fart spray.
Real fucking mature.
Yeah, and that's another thing. How old are these people that are emailing us, man?
Oh, we put a whoopee cushion under my seat.
They've got to be at least 18.
I reckon. I reckon our biggest fans are all in boarding school.
Maybe, yeah.
So I reckon all these people are emailing from boarding school.
Or prison.
Imagine someone doing that in Penn. Running around with fart spray.
I think, aside from taking it away from him, maybe give him a taste of his own medicine. Well, he obviously likes the smell as well, so there's nothing you can really kind of do to hurt him.
To be fair, I think his housemate's quite jokes. The fact that he does it and then openly says, you're farting and you shouldn't be blaming this on me, I think that's quite funny.
What I'll do is I'll send you Harley's address and you can send your flatmate to live with Harley. He obviously wants...
Our perceptions of funny seem to be...
I don't want him anywhere near my house, but I think he's quite... That's quite a funny thing to do.
I think set fire to him. That was a wise man called The Last Skeptic, who's a friend of ours here at FUBAR, told me that the problem for anything is set fire to it.
The solution
for any problem, set fire to it.
There's always two solutions: set fire to it or withhold sex.
Yeah,
solves any problem.
Okay. Stop fucking your roommate case. And then he will stop spraying fart spray. Then I think we've got that.
I reckon in this case, set fire to him or it. Set fire to all the farts.
Yeah. Maybe the can. Would you reckon it'd be like deodorant where you can... It'll light as you spray it out.
Yeah, stick a... Stick, I reckon it's got to be flammable. Maybe.
I'd say just fart into his pillow. You know, that's really going to... Pink eye's really going to teach him a lesson.
That's
you know
true.
I mean?
Little bit of pink eye. Mm. Little bit of pink eye never killed anyone.
No.
Give him pink eye.
Yeah.
There you go.
Should we do one more before going into a tune?
Yeah.
Yes, lads. I'm moving flats and my neighbour has been pissing me off ever since I moved in. What shitty gift can I give him before I move out, Fran?
Well, if you want a shitty gift, the gift of shit, isn't it?
Yeah, my friend once sent somebody a box of horse manure, because you can buy manure and send it. He did that and put it on like the lowest delivery you can get, so it took a while to get this. By the time he got this box, he opened it, opened the other box, opened a bag of fermented horse poo.
Nice.
I mean, that's always a good laugh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Either that or...
Give him the guy who sprays fart shit everywhere and get him to move it. That's a nice... Get him to take your place in the house.
Oh, no, but it's his neighbour. It wouldn't affect a neighbour.
Yeah, but get them to be friends, innit? And then he'll go around to his or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not... He can make the choice to not go around if he realises...
Or just invite him round, be all safe, and then invite the fart spray guy around as well. You're only going to be in the house for another, like, day or whatever, do you know what I mean? Just get him to experience it once. Just get him to spray the fart spray in his face.
They don't know each other.
Yeah, I know. We could hook it up though.
We could do.
That's what we do here.
That's true.
Makes it happen.
But what's if you were in that situation, what's the perfect gift?
I mean, I liked Reese's one, it's pretty good.
Sign them up to catalogues.
Yeah.
Like really shit catalogues.
Love Honey.
They might actually like that. I mean, I'm talking like, you know, the Home Supply crap, you know.
Yeah.
But like, sign them up to like, so they get like 5 a day.
Yeah.
But they can't even stop it because they don't have like the, I mean, actually they could stop it.
But it's just annoying. It's just a nuisance, isn't it?
Yeah. Loads of catalogues.
Junk mail. Just whatever you can sign up for.
Yeah.
I think you might win with the horse manure.
Yeah.
Instead of shitty gift.
That's a shitty gift.
Exactly.
Fermenting horse manure. I mean.
Yeah.
Or your own shit. Make it personal.
Or a hybrid.
A hybrid of manure and your own shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Best of both worlds.
Mix it up nice. Drop it on the doorstep.
I'd like to shout out my mate Pep for that horse manure thing. Mm-hmm. So big up Pep.
Nice one, Pep.
Real G.
Guardiola.
The procedure should be named after him now.
The Pep. I mean, he's a bit of a shitbag himself. So.
Yeah, I think that. Horse manure mixed with your own feces as you're leaving.
Mm. For breakfast. No. No.
Yeah, deliver it his door like
put it down. Put it like, hide it down his chimney or some shit. Like halfway through his down his chimney. So it always smells in his house.
He just doesn't know
where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And he's going to poke his stick up there one day and have a look up.
And then it's going to fall down on him.
Oh.
Yeah, get a drone and then just like.
Get a drone.
Just do it the old school way. Climb on
a
roof.
That's actually a really good idea. I didn't think of a drone. Yeah, get a drone and just like, or even if it's not shit, like a nice little lush water balloon. You could do anything you want with a drone.
But do many people have chimneys now? No, but
you've got a camera on the drone and you could fly. It could hover over his house until he comes out.
Yeah.
Drop a little water balloon on him.
Burning bag of shit on his doorstep. That's always a classic. You don't need a drone then.
Comes out, tries to stamp it out.
You know those people classic. Who escaped from Pentonville last week?
Yeah, the mannequins.
Yeah, they used the drone to escape. They dropped like a diamond cut a knife
right
into the prison via drone. I mean, obviously they weren't controlling the drone.
Yeah,
but they used the drone to
Jeremy Clarkson.
It's pretty cool.
That was controlling.
Not cool, but like pretty creative, I think.
Very creative.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Let's get into a song.
Yeah, you're on FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We've got Play to Win still coming up. Get your legal queries in still. Todd the Tiva Ducky. Todd the Tiva Ducky.
Cutting eyesight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep.
Lately, I've been on the high. Showman, the spirit of Kendrick Lamar, like, how you gonna kill my vibe? Me, I can show you the shape of my heart if you look at me from the outside. You're finding it hard, cause now I'm a star, but I thought you was on my side. Now you wanna take my fried chicken and fries, fuck all the hype. Why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have had a couple drags of weed, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. My bad, but I'm not that type. Now you wanna come and try and give my hype. Say what you want, say what you'd like. I just hope that you can sleep at night.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Fucking eyesight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep.
Lately I've been in my zone. Sat in my pad and it's getting me mad, cause these leeches won't leave me alone. You didn't know me then, but you're knowing me now. I'm just feeling to switch off my phone. I don't need you when I don't need you, so I'm doing this fine on my own. Stuck in the past, fuck that, now I'm grown. Real to the bone, why? I'm not that guy. Please know that I'm not that guy. I might have had a couple drags of weed, but I don't know why you think that I'm that high. Keep friends closer, my enemies closer. I can't let another waste my time. Not every reaction needs a reaction. I can't let them take what's mine, that's why.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Fucking eyesight flickering. Skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap, but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering. Skylights,
the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Risky, but don't see. Cause in hindsight, flickering skylights, the waters run deep.
I told him to be careful if the car miss you, cause that's the guy who don't wanna talk. He'd rather bar the tool. Waters deep in these awkward streets. Actions speak louder than words, so now your talk is cheap. Risen from a dark hell, swimming where the sharks dwell. Kicking with these kittens and they're itching, so the dark cells. I was underpaid, barely feeling hunger pains, so I had to fight to survive, just like the Hunger Games. Don't be asking what's cracking, I'm moving right or trapping. I ain't slacking with rapping, tell them exactly what happened. Stepping out of the shadows into the limelight. In hindsight, I be focused on my lines fine. Baking this flour won't even take me an hour. You got your face screwed up like what you're tasting is sour. What's the difference between rain and a shower? Cutting out these fake brothers like I'm Kanan from Power.
Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap but don't sleep. Cause in hindsight flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Kiss cheek and skin deep. Cutting eyesight flickering skylights, the waters run deep. Wrist cheap but don't see. Cause in hindsight flickering skylights, the waters run deep.
Feeling wrestles, a heartbeat. She leave me breathless, but I can't be. Leading by example, hardly. Gaining credit, but hardly. Making wishes I can't keep. We swim in waters so deep.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
Lucy Moon in the studio.
Hello,
with me.
Hello, thank you for having me.
I'm so worried that I'm bad at kissing. I never know what to do with my tongue. Just talk to whoever you're kissing, and you can do it in like a cute, sexy way as well, where you're like, this is how I enjoy kissing. Or you can be like, hey, will you show me how you like to be kissed?
See,
or like,
I was never that open.
And then, I've done this before with people, it's so cool.
Kissing's fun.
I love kissing.
1 year I kissed over 40 people.
Is that when you're like a teenager at all these parties?
Yeah, I was 14.
Oh my god.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
It's Wednesday! Welcome to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the Queen of Kids Retro Game Shows,
Adam Johnson.
Reese, researching.
Woo! Woo!
Natalie's introduction for you was so profesh. Reese, researching.
Damn, I've earned it.
Yeah. Adam Johnson.
Yeah, that was from a news report, I have to say.
Was
thank
it?
You, Jacob.
Amazing.
Was
the
from?
Adam Johnson.
Should we just get into this game, please?
Yeah.
Could I get a pen, if possible?
Yes, you can. Your keeper. Reese is the scorekeeper this week, isn't he?
Apple pen or pineapple pen?
I don't know.
Just a standard bloody pen thing.
Right, so there's some new rules. We're introducing some new rules this week.
Yep.
We are no more deliberating, no more taking like 15 minutes to decide an answer.
Yeah.
We've got now a 10-second timer. So as soon as that, as soon as you...
Basically, we've been told off for taking too long, and, and they think that this is too much time wasted on this game.
Yeah, so...
Right, so should we play your buzzers? Harley, you're number 4.
Spatula.
Cool.
Justin, you're number 1.
Fuck Trump.
Spatula. Yeah.
Standard.
Fuck Trump.
Spatula.
Fuck Trump.
This should be spatula. Fuck Trump. Spatula.
Fuck Trump.
Spatula.
Fuck Trump.
Spatula.
Fuck Trump.
All right.
I was making a rhythm.
Should we get into this?
Justin's nervous.
Yeah.
So what? Okay. So who is? Are we still keeping score on who's winning? Like overall between you?
I don't need to anymore.
No.
I think I'm far and away in the lead now.
Right.
Even Natalie can't beat me anymore.
Okay. Who won last week?
Have you borrowed Natalie's attitude for this week?
Yeah, I think I've always had it. Natalie borrowed it from me, bro.
Who won last week?
I did. Michael.
Did it? A draw. It was a draw. I'm being told it's a draw by Jacob.
It was a draw. Trying to claim shit, fam.
But I just assumed he won, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Right, let's get into this. Number 1.
Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
on board when this song came out, by the sounds of it.
Is it like...
Come on, 10
is
seconds.
Is it like the Beach Boys?
No.
I've got nothing.
No? Do you want it again?
Nah.
No?
I don't know.
You don't...
Is it Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons?
No!
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Should we give it to him?
Let's give it
right,
to
so
him.
It's Elvis Presley and Teddy Bear.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Number...
One of the many Presley songs I've never heard.
Two.
Spatula.
That's got to be me, right? That was me.
I heard... Fuck Trump, it sounded like.
It sounded like Trump. It's Pink with... was it Get This Party Started?
Correct.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
Yes.
Right. Number... Three?
Wait, doesn't he get a chance to guess the theme?
Oh, when? Yeah, you get a chance to guess the day, don't you?
Is it National Party Day?
Oof. Say that again?
National Party Day. National Throw Party Day.
No.
No. No. Right, number...
Wait, I'd get a guess as well.
No, go on, then.
Is it National... Birthday Day?
What did you say?
No.
Okay.
Nah.
Number three.
Spatula.
Fuck Trump.
I heard spatula first.
Heard spatula.
Definitely
Harley,
right.
Bare Necessities.
Yes.
But
it doesn't say who it's by. It just says
it's by Baloo,
like,
isn't it?
Winnie the Pooh. Not Winnie the Pooh. Sorry, Jungle Book. Said. Jungle Book. Sorry. Baloo and Jungle Book. Sorry.
Can he do that?
Look, I actually said the wrong thing by accident. Honestly.
Right.
I said the wrong thing by accident. You had one job as a contestant in a game show.
I don't know
show.
Why I said Winnie the Pooh. I'm sorry. I was thinking bear, and then I said Winnie the Pooh. Baloo's a bear. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, I've got...
Do you want to have a guess of
Bear Necessities and... Okay.
Day.
Is it... throw a... cheap party day.
No.
Oh, damn.
No. Number four.
Fuck Trump.
Whoa, that's quick.
Go on.
No, sorry, I don't know.
No, fine.
Spatula.
Fuck!
Spatula.
Fuck!
What? That music's so distracting.
I know. Come on.
We all get the music.
No, but I can't think without the
so
music.
You should know it already by when you press the buzzer, though. Ah, you motherfucker! I'll have it.
Go on.
Go on, then.
It's Beastie Boys.
Yes.
You fight for your right to party.
I knew it.
Yes.
I actually knew it as well. Fuck.
Do you want to have a guess of the day?
Yes.
That was so distracting. Music. So distracting. I had it and then I like, got distracted by that and couldn't remember it.
Excuses.
Is it National... National Celebration Day?
No.
Is it National... Crasher Party Day?
Ooh.
No.
Is it National Anything Day? Is it National Right? No, it's not even...
It's a day, obviously.
Okay, cool.
It ends with a day.
Okay.
What one are we on now? Number five. That's this one.
Fuck.
I know this.
Fuck Trump.
Fuck, I know this.
Michael?
It's not...
It's
not Katy Perry,
is it?
No,
wait,
it's not
Katy
Perry.
Wait, can you turn the music? So I forget the music when I hear that. Can you play it again?
Yeah, I can play it again. Number 13.
I know this tune.
So do I.
It's when it drops. It's that drop. Fuck!
Do you want a clue?
No. No, I don't know it.
You don't know it?
You don't want a clue?
I know it!
I know the song!
Have you got a clue?
Yeah. A dad had a very...
Fuck Trump. Yes! Miley Cyrus party in the USA! Yes!
Damn!
Yes! Well, I thought we decided no clues.
Oh!
It's a party in the USA!
You're a dick. I don't even know that song.
Such a jam. Such a jam.
Right.
It is. It's a big tune.
Should we do the next one? Number six.
Fuck Trump.
Go on, Michael.
It's not Colour Me Bad, is it?
Nope. Play it again.
Okay, cool.
get down tonight. I come out, yeah.
Fuck Trump.
Five.
No.
One. Last is last time. Get
down tonight. You're close. Yeah, I get down
tonight. Uh huh. Everybody get down. Fuck Trump. For the final time, Michael. This time you're getting a.
Is it one of the UK boys? Is it Blue?
No.
Is it
another level?
No. No.
Stop giving him clues, man. Is it like Marky Mark?
No, it's not.
I gave you both a clue. I gave you both a clue. NSYNC. S Club.
S Club 7.
Oh, S Club Party. Too late now.
Damn it. What's the scores?
3-1 to Michael Payne.
Mm-hmm. Fucking hell, I feel like I've got like 6.
But you don't. So.
Right. There's
Let's
that.
Do number 7.
I actually know this is.
So do I.
Come on. I'll give it to you one more time, because I'm generous.
I can't remember.
I'll give you the 30-second thingy. Come on.
It's not Katie Tunstall, is it?
No. I personally don't know these two. Do you?
It sounds familiar.
I feel like the name's either spelt wrong or.
No.
What is it?
Yeah, the name is actually spelt wrong.
Yeah.
On our sheet, but I know the name of the band.
Yeah.
The band.
It sounds like it's the karaoke.
Is it Simon and Garfunkel?
No. It's Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million.
Cool.
Okay.
No. Should we go on to number 8?
Yep.
Fuck Trump. Whoa.
It's one of my favourite songs. It's, is it Grizzly Bear?
Yeah. Okay.
Take your time.
Play it one more time.
What's the title of the song? It's Grizzly Bear. It's.
Well, you got the name of the artist.
Yeah, but I want to get the name of the goddamn song. It's not Take It Easy, is it?
No.
No, it's. I can't remember. It's literally one of my. I was listening to it today. But go on.
2 weeks.
2 weeks? No, that's it.
Right, do you want to have a guess of the day?
Okay. Do you want a recap of the song so far?
Yeah, yes. Please.
So you've had Elvis Presley, Teddy Bear. Pink, Get the Party Started.
Teddy
Jungle
Bear.
Book, Bear Necessities. Beastie Boys, you gotta fight for your right to party.
Fuck Trump. Is it like Teddy Bear's Picnic Day?
Oof. Oh, you are
wrong. Is it like a tea party day? No.
You want to say something ridiculous, but you don't want to say it, and it's probably actually what you don't want to say.
You were both really close.
All right, I know what it is now.
Okay, exactly. Well, you'll get it on the next one.
Yeah. I have feeling.
Fuck Trump.
Go on.
1999 by Prince.
Correct.
Is it Throw Your Teddy Bear a Party Day?
Yeah!
Yes!
Nice. Why did you know that?
because we were both close, and I said Teddy Bear's Picnic, and he went Throw... Something he said something about
throw a party,
throw a party day. Yeah. So it's got to be a hybrid of the two.
Yeah.
It's have a party with your teddy bear day.
Go on. Nice.
So should we have the
what's
last?
What's the score? Is it like 6-1?
Yeah. What's the score on the doors?
5-1 to Michael Payne.
Cool.
It'd be nice if you had a go, but you know, whatever.
Why do you rinse me?
Because.
Let's go for the all right. This so this is number 10.
I'm going to hazard a guess at, like Def Leppard.
No, it's not Def Leppard.
OK.
Can you play it one more time?
It's, yeah, I can play it one more time. What number was it? No, number 18.
Fuck Trump. It's not Alice Cooper, is it?
No. Oh, no. Should we give it to him?
Yeah.
It's Andrew WK, Party Hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you know that one?
No, I know the one by Daneo.
Should we do the bonus one?
Yeah.
And then that's it. So this is for the bonus.
Spatula.
I heard fuck Trump first.
I heard spatula.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm just going to throw a spanner outside? In the works.
Should we go to the gallery? What one went first? Harley. They're going for spatula.
Block party, innit?
Yep.
As if to say, it doesn't like chocolate. Sounded exactly like it, didn't it?
I'll give you a clue. It's something that you'd probably do when you get out of the shower.
I know it already.
What is it you used to say?
Helicopter, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you get a point? I'll give you a point for that.
North or south? Eddie!
That would be 6-2 to Michael Payne, the final scores.
No. As if to say, it doesn't like chocolate. Let's get into a song.
Yeah, let's.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Listen.
Something in a sound.
Treat enough beers before the game. Would you call that Georgie Best MC? Listen, I don't rest MC. You man sleep. That's why you're not the best MC. You man a part-time, never had beat. But you're on a mic like a bulletproof best MC. I'm a double, precious tech MC. Separate hits from this. I was in the shadows. I came to the light with a path. For speakers who want to be first and never be last. I've been ahead of the game. I've been ahead of the craft. I want to laugh. Come sailing along like a boss. With the floor, I'm like, yo, I wear the brass. I'm a striker. Yo, I wear the pass. Get my triple A passes. I'm sitting with a scarf. Listen up, I ain't normal. I'm sicker than my boss. Driven myself crazy. I've been in every corner. I like to fly by. I'm a black, yeah, my heart. That's swinging. Some man do the crime and talk, but that's singing. Not many men have been in the wars. I've been in, I can work here, but it's not a place that I can live in. Getting new money done, but I've already made a killing. I've already made a scene, I already live a dream. And the king's road's lonely, you can't go with him. When it's time for a test, man, I gotta move swiftly. Cause you don't want a knife in your chest. In the hood, every day is heroin. Living like near death, made it. Now you're lying in your bed, it's like, yo, has anybody seen my flow right here? Cause life in your ears like earplugs. Keep myself away like rear dubs. What makes you scared? I'm sure fear does. On the real though, I stand up and face it. The devil's high in my scene, that's why I embrace it. Let me go and enjoy what I created. Man, I jump on the stage and go ape shit. For years I've been killing it, trust me. Swear down, I will never get rusty. My lyrics, I'ma rough up your lyrics like rugby. For the work I put in, the fans
this
love
one
me.
Ain't free, but it's the liberty. Street divinity, me and Will's tyranny. And this one's willing me to rise like Pyrenees peaks. Till I'm lyrically in the sky and then rhyme for infinity. Forever after, death be the master. Here with a collie on king or father. A grind on charters, a ride through parts of this precinct when it gets darker. Don't think that it's stand the heat. You can't stand to speak. I'm like a million and one light years way past of an artist's reach. Mary, I'm hard to beat. Now think deep about this collabo. Historical events unravel. Like I went middle sex, I came to Harrow. My mentally feel barrel. Bloody cuffs, smart on my sleeve. This shit feels like beef to me. When I'm spitting, my arms start swinging. I'm bringing more raw shit than a Beckton works. Smell it and know I can't no writ. Wrote it, fuck me, alright, don't quote it. Focus, look now, I'm back and it's hopeless. Comparing me with these seeds. Too rare a breed of MC in the flow shit. More than once a minute. Getting off like Dharma. I come and I kill it. A Dag Nama. Strapped with a bunch of lyrics to bang harder. Where the fuck's the gimmicks to rain harder? I got a heart and spirit he can't harbour. City men pass the limit and then stop. When it comes on top with the urban legend, I get them like hard.
Spitters can't bear these levels of terror. I leave my brain in a car, but my head is together. I make a team of dons quit when I put under pressure. Great Devlin, white is a grime treasure. And grime, I blind my catalogue up. Crime seller, I am never too far from the ice that I've set up. I step up like a brother who's living in ice weather at work. Putting words together with ice letters. Ice rain make a big tree lean in the road. Trees drop on your house to leave them a cold. Trees drop on your car, the window smash. Esky brought O2 Indigo back. But this whole time, fam, I've been holding and grand. Maybe the first time, don't know me and grand. But you love a stage vibe when I'm holding a mic. I'm a pro now, bro, I jump over the spike.
Any hardcore fan of grind, go mad when you hear this bang inside. I've got the keys like pianist, black and white. I've been a beast in the scene of my adult life. Ever since Will said hello hi, I was sat in the shadows high. Concocting the maddest fire with a way less narrow sight than a homo sapien eye. X-ray, make way for my death ray. Nikola Tesla reborn to the next stage. Technology stole our children, the world's in debt and the men are all templates. I drink 10 crates of my best mates, putting up my worst and best traits. Conversing a verse with dead saints. Holy grind is a blessed day.
FUBAR Radio presents
Background Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
the brand new Pirates of the Caribbean trailer.
Wow.
Has been dropped. Johnny Depp is back.
Great.
And he's also got the baddie in Skyfall, Javier Bardem.
Javier. Like, you're not hearing this, Javier. Yeah, Javier Bardem.
And Johnny Depp has been quoted to say he will continue making pirate films until the kids say stop. So
Johnny, stop, bro.
The kids say stop.
Stop, bro. Let's just do this one. It's out. It's film now. It's there. We love you to bits, Jonathan. But let's hold off on then. You like 6 and 7.
The dog is dead, guys. The dog is dead.
Every Friday.
Background chill with no clock.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
You're back on FUBAR Radio with the boys. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh goddamn.
Worst use of a bed ever.
Oi. I swear recently you two have just been
powering me off.
No.
Everything I do or try and do or say.
No, we've always done it.
Don't be like that, Harley. We've always bullied you.
You guys are dickheads.
Oh, you've got to answer it.
Yeah, you got to answer it.
It's Johanna.
Yep, it's Johanna James. Go on, get her on.
Hi, Johanna. It's I'm on the air at the moment.
Oh, sorry. Okay. No!
I'm here with Michael and Harley.
I'm not here.
Oh.
And Reese. You all right?
Am I on air?
Yeah, you're live on air.
Ah.
Hello.
Okay, sorry. Hi, how are you?
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, I am right. I've got some interesting news, and I just wanted to speak to about the
story. Yeah, go ahead. We'll just...
We'll talk in a bit. We'll talk in a bit, Johanna. I'll call you afterwards.
Okay, oh yeah, that'd be great.
Right, bye.
To be fair, I couldn't even work out what she was saying.
No. Imagine if she divulged some really sensitive information. Okay, Adam, the body is it's been buried exactly where you wanted. Where's my fucking money? What if she'd implicated you?
I mean, I don't know what I'd have to do. I'd just have to just play dumb.
We just have to go into a song.
Yeah, just have to go into a song. And I mean,
let the bodies hit the floor. let's get into some more legal queries.
Let's do it.
Since Johanna has none for us, since she's not.
Oh no, she does actually. She actually does have a legal thing. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. She was ringing in to say, "Remember to play my legal query."
That's what it was.
That's probably what it was. Right. Okay.
Let's see what Johanna's problem is.
Hi, Sylvester and Payne. It's Johanna James. I've got a problem. I recently got a tattoo. I tried to get a tattoo of my boyfriend's name, had a bit to drink, and ended up getting my ex's name tattooed on me. I can't get it removed because it's still healing. So in the meantime, what can you suggest for me to do to like maybe hide it? And can I legally change my current boyfriend's name to the old one? Would that also solve it? Help, please.
That must be a lie. That must be a lie.
Let's assume it's true.
If that's genuinely true, that is probably the best thing we've had ever. Yeah,
that trumps pretty much everything.
That can't be true because that's just too bad. But like so good at the same time.
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible.
I'm gonna have to give it one of these, I think.
Because like first of all, like getting your partner's name telling yourself is a bit risky anyway. Mm-hmm. Just because you never know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
However happy you may be. But then to like go, because if you're getting your partner's name on you, you have to be mad committed to them, innit?
Mm.
And then to get it wrong, that's just just.
How do you?
I wonder why she's got it done.
Yeah,
it might be easy to hide depending on what sexual positions they participate in. I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship, literally. Ins and outs. See what I did there? American gun there. Wink an American gun.
You look like your name would be Randy then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Randy.
Yes, chump.
I think find a way to manipulate the tattoo so that you can turn it into your boyfriend's name. You can't get someone else's name changed for them. They have to acquiesce to that.
Imagine though, like her boyfriend's called like Mohammed. And she got like Joe.
But then that would be easy.
I guess that wouldn't be that hard.
Because you just change the J to an M and then you start from there.
Yeah.
Unless it's Muhammad.
Or like Alex then.
What? Current or ex? Who's current. Alex?
So it's Muhammad and then you change it to. And then
Fucked. Yeah, you're pissed.
What if a new boyfriend's Nigerian and he has one of those like traditional long Nigerian names and then a new boyfriend is called like Joe Smith?
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and then
Trying to like, that one. Maybe you then give your boyfriend, you start giving him a nickname. Just ease the nickname in.
Do you reckon
call
the boyfriend?
Your
do you reckon the boyfriend
name?
Knows?
Oh, what her ex's name?
That her no. Do you reckon her boyfriend knows that she got that done?
No. She wants to keep it a secret until she can get it sorted. So my advice is, if your boyfriend doesn't know your ex's name, start using your ex's name as a nickname for your boyfriend. Yeah. You then get your boyfriend's name added to that name and then put the nickname in inverted commas and then put his surname after it.
Then when he finds... If by miraculous chance he doesn't know her ex-boyfriend's name.
Yeah.
Imagine like he finds out in the future. Wait, so your boyfriend was called Mohammed.
Just never let him find that. On pain of death, keep that information from him. That's easy.
Imagine that as well. His like her current boyfriend is called like, you know, like Tom, and she just starts going, "Oh, you're right, like a Bendigo." I think I've got a cute new pet name for you.
A Bendigo.
Why are you calling me a Bendigo? Because you're one of the wise men in my eyes. Three wise men were a Bendigo, Meshach, and whatever, yeah.
Good so. Bit of esoteric knowledge there.
There you go. So, yeah. Anyway. So she can just pretend he's one of the wise men.
Yeah.
Such a wise man, I've started calling you a Bendigo.
A Bendigo.
Shadrach, Meshach, and a Bendigo.
Shadrach and Abednego. Do you remember
Shadrach and the Mandem?
Is that what
Shadrach? They were called Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the original three.
Oh,
and
wow.
Abednego, honest thing. That's not in 85, shot in bags on the street. Rude yeah, boy, fam, that's my life.
Yeah.
On some hostile.
Guns and pork. I've got a beard, but I eat pork. No knife, fam. Just a fork. I'm dropping bags out here, rude boy.
Mate, I used to love that tune, yeah. And like, because they were just jokers, they would roll out on rollerblades and shit. and then they like started dissing us, and I was like, oh.
They dissed everyone though.
Yeah, but they got. But then they actually like darked us in real life.
Oh,
like,
did
I
they?
Thought like, yeah, they diss everyone. Then they just like cold shoulders us fully in real life. And I was like, ah,
fair enough. And I'm sure their careers really blew up in there. So.
Well, yeah. I think they've split up, haven't they?
Yeah. Have they?
Yeah. KG, the comedian's doing bits on his own. They were sick.
Shadrach, no long thing, let off a clip.
That's how I know the name of the three wise men, because when it first came about, I googled the three names, and
right.
then that's where it came
from. Right.
I didn't even know there was another one.
Yeah, there's like loads. There was the original one, then there was the one with dropping bodies, rude boy, Harry Potter dead.
Yeah, I remember that one. But the only so that Guns and Pork was like a song. That was a single, wasn't it?
Built up to that. Yeah. And if you followed it, there was another one where then Shadrach robs a little girl. He's like, buy my mixtape. And he takes her iPod.
They were brilliant.
Then they were like, meet Bashy at White, Bagel King. And then they got arrested. And then the song was then breaking Shadrach out of prison and going on the run.
Right, yeah, of course. Mm. Those are the sagas of Shadrach and the Mandem.
Then they had a little slot on No Hats, No Hoods. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Where they did Carmel, which was another little sketch, and then Duncan and McCoy, where they were police officers.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we were mixing wine on his girlfriend.
And that, for the listeners, is the complete and comprehensive history of Shadrach and the Mandem, just in case you wanted to know.
If you didn't know about him, you've definitely got
You definitely
to.
Do now.
Shadrach and the Mandem, YouTube it, you'll
absolutely,
love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, back to resolve Hannah's problem, to conclude.
Johanna.
Sorry, what did I call her? Hannah. My bad. It's because Hannah Witten is up next.
Plug. Yeah.
From 6 till 8, mm-hmm. holding it down.
Great plug.
Yeah, thank you. Do you think... my suggestion about giving her current boyfriend a nickname and then easing it into easing it into their way of life.
Kind of need to know what the tattoo says.
We do, yeah.
What the name is.
Where is it as well?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah, because sometimes you
might be able to hide it.
Yeah.
Might be able to hide it, depending
what's
on
that?
Where it is.
What's that on your lower back?
Nothing, babe.
Well, yeah, you could just wait to the hills and pretend it's always been there, provided it's not like on your face or you know. Neck or somewhere obvious.
But why is it? You've had it for ages. But why is it still in the cellophane? Got the cellophane. Why still applying E45 cream to it.
I got it touched up. Why? I'm getting it. I'm starting the process of getting it removed.
You have to get it touched up before that.
That's a great lie. That's exactly what you need to say.
Yeah, you need to get it wrapped up and show and be like, I'm getting this removed, and
I'm having it changed to your name.
Yeah, again, depending on where it is, because it might be in an obvious place that he's always.
If it's
seen.
Not obvious,
yeah.
If it wasn't obvious, like if it's on like her foot or something, I don't know.
Mm.
What's the least obvious place, do you reckon?
To get tattooed?
No, like the place which is easiest to hide.
Bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Sole of your foot.
Mm.
Or.
Apart from sole of your foot.
Inside
your mouth, your lip.
I mean, like on your actual body,
inside of your thigh. A girl, I would never see. Yeah. If my missus had a tattoo on the inside of her thigh, I don't go down there, so I'd never see that. She could literally have anything down there, and I wouldn't know.
Nice. Yeah.
She could have another boyfriend down there. For me, do you know what I mean? I'd never know.
I think you kind of would.
Yeah,
suss
I'd
out.
You'd figure it out.
Suss
I'd
out.
Figure it out.
when he's saying, "Stop poking me in the ear."
Yes. I'd never look down there. I'd go down there, but I'd never look down there, if you know what I mean.
Should we do some of these ones?
Yes, let's get some of these ones read out.
From Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hello. I was dropping kids at the pool yesterday, and while wiping, my finger went straight through the toilet paper into my anus. I had my nails done yesterday as well, and can't stop thinking about shit on my nail. Can I sue the toilet paper company?
How big's your anus for it to just go in there? Like, straight up.
That little push through.
I think it's just like, you know, on the...
Yeah,
if when you're having a poo, it's a bit gapey, isn't it?
Do not ever describe it as that.
On that subject, I watched, and this isn't a spoiler, but I went to see Nocturnal Animals the other day, the Tom Ford directed film.
Was it a night showing?
Yeah, it was. It was. And there's a scene in it where a guy wipes his ass, and for the first time in movie history, maybe you see him wipe his ass and then look at the tissue, and there's shit on the tissue.
Did he fold or scrunch?
Neither. Ooh, I think he just put it in the thingy. But
he
wipes sitting down. Do you wipe sitting down or standing up?
Don't tell me you wipe standing up.
Of course, I wipe standing
up. Standing up.
Yes.
Which means standing up.
No.
What, you
mental bastard?
What do you do?
No, I'm with you.
Stand. You two sit to
wipe. How do you get in there? You have to use one cheek on the toilet seat. Yeah. And spread.
Yeah, spread. Over, bang.
Yeah, we're good to go.
No, stand up.
More
stand
than three up. Wipes, I can't imagine finished
standing
poop.
Up. Like,
what? Like, I stand.
There is not enough room between... I mean,
you just clearly haven't got the techers down.
Yeah, I can't get round it. It's impossible.
You clearly haven't got the techers down, have you?
No, maybe not. I just stand.
You just use like one. Like, I normally favour my left cheek to lean on.
Yeah.
Left cheek lean, right hand wipe.
It gives you a good spread then as well, so you can get right in.
Does that depend on what side of the wall you're nearest to, or like what the closest wall to you?
Where the toilet paper dispenser is?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Do you lean
away or towards the toilet roll?
It doesn't matter.
I can't remember, really.
I'm always leaning to the left.
Yeah, right. It's definitely left lean, right. Swipe.
Yeah, I stand. I've always stood.
Yeah.
One up, one down.
I tried
one
sitting once.
That's one of those things that I like didn't know existed.
I did.
Oh, what? The choice?
Actually standing up when you.
Yeah, man.
I never knew that was actually even like a thing.
I stand. Get right up in there.
Jacob, what do you do? You'll be the decider.
Jacob stands. Abby's there as well.
Jacob stands.
Abby sits. But Abby's a girl.
So?
Don't all girls sit.
I'm going to text Nat, see what she needs to decide.
Why is it?
I thought all girls just sat. All the girls I've watched have sat anyway.
So it's 3-3. We need some more deciders.
Yeah.
I'm just texting.
Is there anyone else
friends.
In there?
I'm texting
There's
Nat
no one
now.
Else. All right, cool. Well, yeah, we need the decider because the it's decider. Currently. Yeah, it's 3-3.
3-3.
Standing versus sitting. I've always stood. I don't understand why people sit.
I can't understand why people stand.
Can you?
No, nothing against if you want to stand or if you're having a wipe, but.
Yeah.
Well, but going back to
Pauline, it was all about the technique. Like, does she crunch? Does she scrunch? Or does she fold? If she's folding and her finger goes through, then I think she has a case.
It's her fault. She's got long nails. It's always gonna push through. If there's a hole on the other side of something soft, and then there's a pressure applied with something with a low surface area, then it's gonna pierce through.
Yeah.
It's gone. It's bound to happen. So you can't really sue the toilet paper company, I don't think. Unless
breaking news, Nat sits.
My mate Tom says he sits, no side skirting.
Whatever that means.
So that means there are the more people sit more.
Yeah.
Damn.
Than you two side.
We're hipsters, man.
Obviously Jacob, he's, you know what I mean, he's.
But Jacob stands, so for me, as far as I'm concerned, that's right. Whatever Jacob does is right.
Well, Jacob probably
learnt in some sort of secret military school.
I feel like everything Jacob does is against the grain a bit. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think whatever Jacob does is actually like done to military perfection.
He's protesting, I reckon.
Do you reckon?
He's a protester.
He can't, Jacob can't leave that mindset. Jacob's like born. Do you know what I mean? Jacob's like born. He still does everything that he was taught, but he just doesn't want to be part of the establishment anymore. But he can't stop killing people with like military precision. Jacob can't stop wiping his ass with military precision.
So much inner and outer conflict going on.
Yeah, but then there's stuff that there's just been ingrained in him, innit? It's like Matt, like,
yeah,
you know,
no, he's got shit ingrained in him, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really want to do it, but he just can't stop.
That's what it is. That's Jacob's problem.
Does anyone else let us know if you stand or
We want to know. Yeah, we want to take a little poll.
Or tweet us.
Yeah, can we do that little Twitter poll? That would be good.
Can we start a Twitter poll? Yeah. We want to know whether you stand or sit when you're wiping your ass, because sitting just seems so counterproductive to me. There's so many obstructions.
No, standing up, your cheeks clenched together.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what the main thing is? When you're sitting, I'm scared, that, like, you lean, and you wipe, I'm scared that accidentally I'm going to wipe some of the shit on my, like, my other bum cheek.
But you're standing together and pressing it against, like...
No, but I'm standing and I'm just kind of bending over, kind of. This is disgusting.
I've never...
A waffle stomp.
you don't even wipe.
Yeah, you just waffle stomp all the way.
The solution is one of those things, what are they called? A bidet. Yeah. A birthday.
I bet Harley has a bidet.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, his is coming up. Harley's is coming up next week.
I have a B-Day next week,
Do you reckon Beyonce has a B-Day? On her B-Day B-Day?
Probably. She seems like the kind of person of a B-Day.
Definitely. And she makes Jay-Z operate it for her. For his sins.
Who's Becky with the good hair? Yeah.
That's why she didn't get involved when Solange was beating him up in the lift, because she's like, I know what his punishment's going to be.
The old batty wash.
B-Day. The old batty wash.
Oh, dear. Should we play a tune?
Yeah, let's. On that bombshell. I think we need to.
Bombshell.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio, getting you in the mood for the weekend, which is still in about 3 days.
Yes, getting you in the mood for about 3 days' time. That's what we do.
Hey, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, getting you in the mood for that Thursday morning.
I always see Hump Day, which is better known middle as Wednesday.
Yeah.
I always go, like, it's like there's always got to be a mini celebration for Hump Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like, made it again, made it to the middle of the week, you're allowed a drink now.
Yeah, true.
Oh, that's what Hump Day means. Yeah, sorry. Oh, right. I've been doing it all wrong.
Way.
All right, whichever way you're looking at it.
So before that song, we were talking about toilet tendencies, should we call them. Toilet habits. Post-fecal habits. Recently, an Ohio judge used a 5-stanza poem to dismiss an Ohio prisoner's lawsuit over bathroom access, writing that neither runs nor constipation can justify this litigation. The inmate, named Derek Lathan, hopefully no relation to Sanaa Lathan, alleged that he soiled himself and was ridiculed after a guard at the correctional reception center in Orient refused his request to use an open restroom during recreation time one evening. He sued the state, seeking at least $2 million in damages. Kane dismissed the case Thursday through written rhymes that summarized Lathan's allegations and the jurist's conclusions. I'm going to read the poem out to you, and you can let me know what you think. Cold showers caused his bowels to malfunction, or so the plaintiff claims. A strict, uncaring prison guard is whom the plaintiff blames. While in line for recreation and little time for hesitation, his anal sphincter just exploded, the plaintiff's breeches quickly loaded. It made the inmates laugh and play to see the plaintiff pants this way. The foul, unsightly, putrid mess caused the plaintiff major stress. Claiming loss and shame to boot, the plaintiff filed the present suit, but the law provided no relief for such unmitigated grief. Neither runs nor constipation can justify this litigation. Whether bowels constrict or flex, de minimis non curat lex.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I'm going to try and find out what de minimis... Can we find out the translation? Because I think that's Latin. De minimis non curat lex. Minimis must mean something to do with small.
Yeah.
Lex is maybe something.
I mean, I'm really rusty on my Latin, so.
Me too. Well, I learned Latin.
Oh, did you?
For a year and a half in my first secondary school, the oratory, and I loved it. It kind of informed my.
What secondary school did you go to?
Three dinners in Latin. See, the London Oratory, it was that there was fees that you paid to go to the school. It wasn't like fully private or anything, but there were fees that you paid. And I think out of those fees...
How's it not a private school if you paid to go?
Because you didn't... I don't think you paid for tuition, per se. I think you just paid for some of the general upkeep of the school. And I think some of the money that you paid went towards lunches as well. That was provided. They were provided free. We didn't have to buy our lunch. It was just... We just got served lunch at lunchtime.
Shout out everyone who got £30 a week for doing a full week at school. EMA. I see you out there.
Yeah, I used to get well jealous.
I used to get so jealous of them man who got EMA.
Yeah. It was means tested. So you if you're both of your parents were working or blah, 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 they were all this... Again, it was so much criteria that you had to...
I got really annoyed at my boys who... Because, you know, it was if your parents were self-employed, however rich or poor they are, you still got £30 EMA.
Right.
And some of my, like, for example, Hunter, mm-hmm. who you both know, parents very well off, mm-hmm. but both self-employed, but he still got £30 EMA.
Mad ting.
Man was vexed.
Mad ting, sad ting.
When I was running off £5 a week or some shit like that.
How we made that stretch back in the day? I will never know.
Bruv, it's
£5
mad,
for a whole week.
Isn't it?
Yo, I had a job. I used to work on a market. I had a paper round. I used to referee football games. And I used to get EMA back in them days.
You were caking, fam.
Balling.
Balling.
Balling. Balling!
You know how many bottles of White Lightning that bought me back in the day?
Well, at college, my mum gave me £30 a month. And I didn't have time to have a job.
Shut up, mumsy.
Too busy complaining.
But... I don't know how, I mean, I didn't really, but how I managed to live off £30 a month.
My mum only used to give me money. Like, I'm so angry at her that it wasn't enough.
No, I wasn't. I'm not saying I'm vexed about it. I'm just saying £30 in a whole month.
But then you can
I managed to live off that.
Yo, absolutely. I used to go out on a night out when I was like 18 with about £15, bro, and have the sickest isn't night.
It? Yeah,
I'm looking at like £150 minimum.
Yeah, I'd do either... 2 bottles of white wine before I went out, which was 2 for £4. And if we weren't slaughtered enough on the way to Pound Dance, which is a club where every drink is a pound, mate, you go out with £8 and you're fucking wrecked.
You two know Rock City, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. Nottingham.
Buy one, get one free on Drinks Rock City on a Thursday. £2, 2 cans of Gamers. Oh, you could have a whale of a time.
Laughing. Now it's like, if I go Shilly's after this, if I've not spent £30, I'm like, what? I saved a buck there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's so expensive to live in London now, oh, as adults.
Mad.
This, oh, my mate was complaining the other day. We went to play pool, and it was £3.20 for a pint, and he was absolutely seething.
Where's that? In Nottingham?
Yeah, near my town. £2.15 it normally is for a pint on my high street. £3.20 and he was kicking off.
And you're going, to be able to pop down to London, mate, and buy a £5.20 pint, and then come back to me.
Exactly.
Pint of beer. I bought one for £5.50 the other day. And it wasn't even like a very posh establishment either. Mm. It was just like a normal pub. That was a bar. But £5.50 for a beer.
Silly.
It's silly.
You can mortgage a house where I'm from on that.
Have we got the translation of de minimis non curat lex?
It means the law does not concern itself with this trifle. Trifle.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? Am I reading that right?
I didn't know the law was big into trifles.
Huh? Am I reading that right? It's
trifles.
Right.
Sorry. With trifles. With certain cake.
Victoria Sponge is okay.
If it had been a Victoria Sponge that caused the runs, then maybe. But maybe. Not with a trifle, mate.
I'm just laughing how man's trying to get $2 million.
For real.
In damages.
How long is he in for as well? Because when's he going to get to spend $2 million?
That's true, yeah. Because when I put this story in, I was like, well, you don't know what he's in prison for.
Mm.
Doesn't say that. He's just saying he's trying to sue the...
It's because it's from David Moyes, I think. Bottom of the page. Bottom left-hand corner of the page.
More from David Moy.
Yeah, that might be why.
Is there like a site you go to, Adam, which has all these ridiculous stories on?
There's just like, we've got like a Google alert for... weird, like
how does the algorithm work though? Like, how does the computer know it's weird enough to say on our show?
Science, isn't it?
Science and stuff.
Yep, science
and technology. Yeah, I love it.
Should we do some more legal queries?
Yes, please.
Again, on that again, yeah. All right, from Carl. My flatmate keeps his food under his bed because he's scared that we'll steal it from him. His room smells like mold. How can we make him use the kitchen cupboards instead? Stop jacking his food.
Yeah, it's his room.
But they're not stealing his food.
He's just scared that
they will. Scared that they will.
I hate people that have their own cupboards. That really pisses me off.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of people do it.
Yeah, they're like, don't touch my butter. I mean, it's only two slices of fucking toast. Get over it.
Yeah, but
jerk.
Not everyone is going to be... Because the problem is, it's fairness, isn't it? Some people go shopping more than others, and if they're doing the shopping and everyone's doing the if only some people are doing the shopping and everyone's doing the eating, then if it was a stay, if it was a case where if we all lived together, I think we could all cohabit pretty easily and smoothly and amicably, and we'd all know that the responsibility is on all of us to provide as much as we consume.
Also, if you've got your own cupboard, just know that I know where your food is and I'm still going to steal it.
Yeah, unless you've got locks on it. Yeah, it's true. If I really want something, the fact that it's not in my cupboard isn't going to stop me eating it.
No, I just know where it is now.
It's true. There's more space in my cupboard now for my own things.
And because I'm eating yours. Because you're a dick with your cupboard.
Well, it's his prerogative, though. I think if you're not stealing his food and he's scared that you're going to, then... And the thing is, if you're not planning to steal his food, then how do you know it's there if you haven't looked for it? How do you know it's under... Were you looking for under his bed?
They must have some weird relationship then as well.
Yeah, why are you looking under your brethren's bed? Like, you don't want to know what's under my bed.
It's not the 80s anymore, so you can't be looking for like a porn stash. That's all, that shit's all digital now, isn't it? Shit's all online. Unless he keeps his laptop under his bed.
And
But I think, yeah, he's well within his rights to hide the stuff. Maybe kind of persuade him to stop storing like sort of perishables under there. That's obviously the thing that's making it smell.
I mean, he must use like the fridge and something, like if he's got chicken or milk
under the bed in a saucer.
It was milk, it's now cheese.
Yes. Maybe that's what he's trying to do.
Just trying to make new foods.
Yeah.
Or doing a science project. Have you ever seen The Simpsons where they grow that whole little, he puts a tooth in cola and it grows like a full city off the... Yeah, maybe he's trying something like that, you know what I mean, out of the mould.
Yeah, look for Coke bottles. stay out of his room. It's his room. There's nothing you can actually do. It's his room.
Why are you bothered that your brethren's room smells as well? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bet unless you think about your room.
Unless it's wafting into like the communal space.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Invest in a bit of Ambipure.
Mm. Maybe. But what if he thinks your room smells and you're not even harbouring food?
Yeah, it's true. Find out what he thinks about your room before you go shouting your mouth off and emailing about his. Yeah. That hit us back when you found out.
Last one.
Okay. From Sarah. Sarah. My boyfriend wears the same type of socks every day, but they have lots of black fluff in between his toes. But they leave lots of black fluff in between his toes. So that every time he has a shower, it's everywhere. He refuses to get different ones. What should I do?
Why is he wearing the same socks every day?
I wear black socks a lot.
Same type of socks.
And the same thing happens to me. If I get in the shower after wearing black socks, I'll notice all the fluff being washed away, but it usually just goes down the drain.
And I just rinse my shower down.
What type of shower you got, Sarah?
Probably one that's got shit down the drain.
Yeah, block drain from all that waffle stuff.
From all that waffle stuff.
Disgusting child.
Yeah, there's... But buy him some white socks.
Yeah. Mm.
But if he likes to wear black shoes and black jeans, then he's just going to look like Michael Jackson, and you've just got to be prepared for that.
Like black Jacob socks is are the today.
Best. Yeah.
Jacob's wearing white socks.
You wearing white socks, black shoes, and black jeans.
Yeah. Who's that wanker with white socks?
It used to be a bit of a fashion faux pas wearing white socks and. Well, it is informal environments.
I used to do it back in my younger days. It was like a fashion statement, you know what I mean? Like,
and the silver, the glitter glove as well. Did you do that?
Yeah. He always had it on Jericho. When I was with him.
The Jericho.
Yeah. Surgery. Yeah. Yeah, free.
Should we get into a redeem?
Have we helped Sarah?
Oh, I thought we had
helped. We concluded. Just
buy a white socks.
Yeah, tell him to stop waffle stomping and then rinse it down the drain. Here we go.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Sylvester Incorporated, FUBAR Radio. We've just got some of the results in. We're going to keep this open for a little while. Should we keep it open for... Well, fuck it, until next week.
Yeah, keep it on. Keep it on until next week, and then we can reveal the results then.
So if you go to our FUBAR... if you go to our Twitter, the FUBAR Radio Twitter, there's a poll on there, and get involved. Right now, it stands at... What is that? What is sit on?
So 55% of people sit when they wipe.
Mm-hmm.
27 stand. 9% drip and drop.
Mm-hmm.
Which are like, what the fuck's drip and drop?
It's yeah, there's little bullet poos where it's like, blah, blah,
blah, blah, and you don't need to wipe.
Yeah. Ghost poo almost.
Doesn't touch the sides.
And the other 9% waffle stomp. Apparently,
waffle stomp, man. Lots of people.
I see you 9% waffle stompers out there.
9%ers. That's damn near 10%. That's 1 in 10. That's 1 in 10, nearly.
Waffle stomp.
That waffle stomp.
That just poo in the shower and just
I'm never letting... Basically, I'm going to be very, very careful about who I let walk barefoot around my house from now on.
Or shower.
Yeah, usually I'm like, take your fucking shoes off before you come. I'm like, keep your shoes on, actually. If there's 10 people in my yard, one of them's got to keep their shoes on.
Yeah. One of them's going to drip and drop as well. So that's not going to make a nice...
Yeah, do you know, out of every 10 people that stay over at your house, when in the morning, like, just going to go in the shower? Like,
no, you're not fucking going in the shower. You're going to get in the shower, it ain't going to be mine. Going to get in the
Waffle
Uber first.
Waffle stomp. Fucking hell. All right, let's get into this last game.
Right, yes. So this is a new feature game. So basically, I have got some weird, crazy laws that come out of the United States of America. Because there are some weird, shitty laws that come out of the United States of America. And you just have to guess whether they are true or false.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Great.
Very simple game. Should we play it? Oh, I want to put a bit of a bed on, actually, for this one. Yeah. Yeah. Works.
Man, I'm feeling nervous already.
Yeah. So, in Long Island, it is illegal to curse...
Would you say illegal?
Illegal to curse... on a mini golf course. Is that true or false?
I reckon that's true.
I'm gonna go false.
Right.
I'm going false. Those Irish can't hold back sometimes. You know what I mean? They love a good curse word.
So you're saying true?
Yeah. No, yeah. True.
False. True.
True.
It is true. I need to write this down.
Only mini golf.
Yeah, only mini golf. I mean, if you're on a like an 18-hole, yeah,
or, sorry, 18-hole,
18-hole, you can swear till you're blue in the face.
Amazing.
Right, number two, in North Dakota, it is illegal to fall asleep with your shoes on. In North Dakota, is it illegal to fall asleep with your shoes on?
No.
False.
I'm gonna go with true.
It is true. You can't fall asleep with your shoes on.
I can't lose today.
Trump's America.
In North Dakota?
Yeah.
Why? I'm going there I'm bringing bare shoes. I'm going to fall asleep everywhere.
Every single pair of them.
Each of my shoes on.
On your hands, everything.
See what happens.
Be North Dakota's most wanted man.
You'll see me sleeping everywhere. Oh, Sit has gone down to 53 and Stan has gone to 33.
Okay.
Ooh.
In Ohio, you're not allowed to have fish as pets.
I reckon that's true.
It's got to go. It's got to be false now.
True.
I reckon true.
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 False.
False. It is false.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's quite a weird one to be true.
Well, they're all pretty bizarre.
In Connecticut, a pickle cannot be legally considered a pickle unless it bounces.
Huh?
What the fuck?
True.
In Connecticut, a pickle cannot be legally considered a pickle unless it bounces.
True.
That's you're saying true?
I'm saying true.
I'll go with true. Yeah.
I'm going to go false.
It's true.
Fucking hell.
Do you know what's bait? I found that law. I sent it Nat a few weeks ago. I sent her a list of laws, and that was in amongst them.
Oh. Oh. Matty, what are you up to?
Cheating.
Cheating, how about you?
Yo, Sit's gone up to 38% now.
This is taking over the nation, I think. I mean, more than Trump.
It's going to trend.
It's going to go viral.
Yeah. In Illinois...
Yeah.
You
need to put the bed on again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In Illinois, you can't have a haircut after 5 p.m. on Sunday.
True.
True.
Wait, can you say it one more time?
In Illinois,
you
can't have a haircut after 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
False. False.
What did you say?
Don't worry about what I said, brother.
I'm not worrying about you.
Oh, no, I said true.
True.
False.
False.
I'm going to go true.
It's false.
Fuck's sake.
Damn.
There is something in Illinois that you can't do after 5 p.m. though, and they've just changed the last bit.
In Florida, we'll make this... Okay, no, we can finish this feature. In Florida, you can't eat fries or chips on the street.
True.
You think that's true?
False.
False. False.
I don't know, it's just...
You can't eat this French
America.
Fries.
This is America.
On the street.
False.
No, it's false. That's got to be false.
Yeah, it's false.
Oh. Yeah. They kick up about it. I'm sure there's one of the...
It's one of the amendments, isn't
it? It's about
eating
fries.
It's like the 37th Amendment or something like that. In Tennessee, it is illegal to share your Netflix password.
In Canada?
In Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
It's illegal to share your Netflix password.
But surely that should be a Netflix decide. That can't be a law. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I reckon that's false.
Yeah, I'm saying false.
It's true.
What?
It's true. You cannot share your Netflix password with your friends.
Because everyone in Tennessee must be that tight. That, like, there was one Netflix password going around the whole state. And they'd be like, no.
That's crazy.
In Maryland, it's illegal to busk on the streets.
True.
False.
True. False. It is false.
Fuck. Mad team. I haven't got one right for ages.
Reese is winning this. 5-3.
Well, Reese got all the fucking things, didn't he?
Reese is researching.
This might actually be Reese's. Yeah,
if Reese doesn't win this, I'd be surprised because he is researching.
That's true.
All right, we need to get through these because Hannah's up in 5 minutes. In Texas, it is illegal to sell one's eye. Whoa. In Texas, it is illegal to sell one's eye.
I reckon you have to swap it. An eye for an eye. I think that is true.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to sell any of your organs in general, so I'm going to say true.
Just say true.
It is true. It is illegal to sell, like, any part of your body, I think.
Yeah.
In Texas. In Massachusetts, it is illegal to own an expensive golf ball. What? In Massachusetts, it is illegal to own an expensive golf ball. I mean, how would you class an expensive golf ball? Like,
None of the dead donatings from Sports Direct. You know what I mean? You're going out there.
It's illegal to us.
To own an expensive... Like, how would you class an expensive golf ball?
I don't know. True?
Okay, I reckon it's false. So how do you police that?
It is true. But how the fuck would you police owning an expensive golf
ball? Get your balls out. Right, Let me inspect them.
That costs over $10. We're confiscating it. Sorry. So, at the end of that round, well, this lovely feature, it's Reese has won it.
Good. How many points did he get?
7.
I must have got
5.
Like...
5.
Okay.
2 5.
Good. Good shout.
You did good, Reese. Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.
You.
Well done, Reesey Pops.
Thank you.
As Harley said, considering you probably sourced most of those, we'd be very surprised if you didn't win. But it doesn't take any... Don't let it take anything away from you.
I just like to be involved, as I always say. Just being here makes me happy.
Yeah, well, just you being here makes us happy as well.
Aww. So now we're leaving.
Yeah, we are leaving on that bombshell.
Oh, shit. Stand is catching up.
Oh, is it?
On 41%. Sit is still on 50%.
Okay, cool. So we put a poll up on our Twitter earlier on to ask what people do once they've done a shit, how they wipe. We gave you 4 choices. Sit, stand, drip and drop. I still don't know what that means. Or waffle stomp. And I only found out what that means today. So, 50... How many? What's the percentage of sit?
50%.
Bang on 50% say sit. How many say stand?
41.
41 say stand to sit still in the lead, and 7%.
3% dripping drop, 6% waffle stump.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
You can ask Hannah, what is she in? Is she here?
Yeah.
Is Hannah here? Hannah? Hannah Whitten, would you like to come in here? We've just got a very serious question to ask you. Hi, Hannah.
What do you want?
Hello.
We'd just like to know something very, very important. It's a question that's gripping the nation at the moment.
It's been a constant feature throughout this show. Mm.
And you could put this to bed for us,
I'm ready.
Finally. Okay, cool. So, when you shit, do you stand to wipe or sit?
I can't see it anymore. What did it
when you have a poo,
yeah.
Do you stand or do you sit when you wipe?
Or do you drip and drop or waffle stomp?
I'm like hovering.
You hover.
So I'm not, like, my thighs aren't on the...
So you stand.
That's standing. But, like, I'm still knee
that's
bent.
Standing. That's standing.
Yes.
That's another one for
Hannah's
stand.
Hannah's one of us.
Stand,
are
sit.
Are you a sitter?
We're both sitters.
How do you, like, reach that?
Right! No!
You, so imagine this is a toilet, right? What I do is I give it this kind of...
Nah.
One butt on.
You move on to one cheek,
giving your hand, the right hand, space to get underneath.
Yeah. Hannah's confirmed my normality, yeah, as well as Adam's.
Well, we're winning, so let's just say
yeah,
that.
Oh, there's
winning.
A poll it's on corrupt, Fubo already. Oh,
exactly. It's a corrupt nation. join us next week for more Payne and Sylvester Incorporated from 4 till 6. Hannah Whitten's up next after woo! This song. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.